AircheckDownloads.com.
Rick D's in the weekly top 40.
And it's the weekly top 40 countdown congratulating TLC, who along with Ozzy Osbourne and Dolly Parton and The Cure picked up Platinum Album Awards this year. This recognizes sales of albums of over a million copies. And with the economy around the world like it is, that's quite a feat these days. TLC over the top at number 12. Baby, baby, baby. Nine weeks in the top 10, including a month at number 2. That's the longest run of the year in that position. T-Boz, Left Eye, and Chili, TLC, down 4 to number 12 this week. Rick D's with Non-Stop Hits is number 11, and they just got home from a tour with Tesla, and they're still living. Firehouse, When I Look Into Your Eyes.
I see forever.
In the music business, you'd say she has a great set of pipes, meaning super vocal cords. Celine Dion, who sings in her second language right there, English. Her first is French, and she's got a great hit French album going right now, too. Nothing Broken But My Heart, up 2 to number 10. It's Non-Stop Hits, and here's an English group singing about an American phenomenon. Tony Banks claims that televangelists would never make it in England, but they do thrive all over the U.S. Genesis with Tony and Mike and Phil at number 9. Jesus, He Knows Me. Genesis breaks free after stalling for 2 weeks at number 10. Now they start the climb up 1 to number 9. Jesus, He Knows Me. Rick D's and Non-Stop Music, just the way the weekend should be. And here's the latest singer who is going to be moving into acting, Axl Rose. And in fact, an Axl's screen test. He is so thin looking on screen that they had him in a shower scene. He had to run around just to get wet in the shower. But it did work. It all worked out fine. Number 8. Axl and Guns N' Roses, November Rain. Guns N' Roses, November Rain, dipping down 4. It's number 8 on the weekly top 40 countdown. They'll be appearing along with Metallica at the Oakland Stadium this Thursday night. Total sellout. The challenge. Stay here for the weekly top 40 challenge. I know you can win. I got a Laserdisc and CD player up for grabs. And on this date in musical history, let's go back 4 years to the third weekend of September 1988. What was going on in fashion? Well, black was the hot color in fashion. Jeans, t-shirts, leather jackets, all in black in 1988. The 88 Olympics were in full swing in Seoul, South Korea. Carl Lewis, Janet Evans, and Greg Louganis had gold medals. And after fighting with a photographer, Rob Camoletti was on the way out of Cher's life, and Richie Sambora was on the way in. These were the top 3 hits on the countdown in 1988. At number 3, Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine. At number 2, Def Leppard, Love Bites. What a lovely ballad. And number 1, this is just a taste of what it was back in 1988.
Here's a little song I wrote.
The Weekly Top 40.
A musical update for you. I was talking with you a few weeks ago about the soundtrack for the hit television series Beverly Hills 90210. More information has come in. Now listen, it goes on sale, this new album, October 13th, and features Kathy Dennis, Paula Abdul, Shanice, Jody Watley, Vanessa Williams, and the group at number 7 on the countdown. Right here, High Five, with a hit off of their own album, She's Playing Hard to Get. High Five, shifting ahead 2 to number 7, She's Playing Hard to Get. The group is recovering nicely from their automobile accident, and they wanted me to thank Cheryl Denman of Clay Center, Kansas, personally for the Get Well card and letter she sent to them. What a nice thing to do, Cheryl. Thanks. Number 6, as we count down to number 1, Shakespeare's Sister, Stay. Shakespeare's Sister, back 1 from last week. Last week, number 5. This week, number 6. And Stay. Well, let's test your musical skill right now. Do you know what the name of this song is that I'm speeding up? Alrighty, that's the Speedy CD. And if you can tell me what it is, I have for you a good shot at winning a Laserdisc and a CD player, all wrapped into one. plus a supply of delicious Fifth Avenue candy bars. Would you stop eating those, please, Betsy? Betsy's been answering the telephone and eating these candy.
Yeah, they're delicious. I can't stop myself.
Aren't they good?
I'm getting it all over the phones.
Everywhere. Don't get it on the phones.
Can you give me
Fifth Avenue? Nice. It's tasty. And a whole supply of these is yours, along with a laser disc and a CD player. Now listen again. All right, artist and title on a postcard or a fax. And send the postcard to Rick Dees in care of the Weekly Top 40 Challenge, Box 196, Hollywood, California, 90078. The fax machine. Maybe you're near one now and you can mate your fax machine with ours. Here's the number, area code 213-464-4300. That's 213-464-4300. And it's the usual, we choose a winner at random from all of the correct answers received by this coming Friday. I know you can win. So good luck. Stay here for the top five coming up next.
The Weekly Top 40 with Rick Dees.
Rick Dees in the Weekly Top 40.
And we're back with the hits. And the winner of the Environmental Grammy from the American Paper Institute for using recycled paperboard in packaging his current album. He's got number five, too, Bryan Adams. Do I have to say the words?
Rescue me, how good we are together.
Great feeling from Bryan Adams.
Do I have to say the words?
Number five, and a regular visitor to the top five on the countdown, Mr. Adams. It's Rick Dees, and at number four, one of the most intelligent ladies I've ever talked to. There's just something sexy about this Patty Smythe. And she found the guy with the perfect voice to go with hers, Don Henley. They're moving up hit after hit after hit. Could be number one. Sometimes love just ain't enough.
Now I don't want to lose you.
Patty Smythe, Don Henley, working their way up three to number four. They could be closing in on number one. Sometimes love just ain't enough. Patty and Don celebrated their success. How? At a dinner party in Hollywood, hosted by their friend, screenwriter, and actress Carrie Fisher. You know these stars when they get together. They were throwing toilet paper all over the trees, and somebody popped some Cristal champagne, and everybody was screaming and yelling at each other.
We're naked, is that okay?
And the boy said,
we're naked, is that okay?
What a celebration. They deserve number one. Did Elton John or Bobby Brown succeed in their efforts to take over number one? Let's find out as we get to the top three coming up next. And thank you for calling our request line, 1-800-742-5333. Hello, New Jersey. What is it?
What do you call a priest who sleepwalks?
I've got no idea.
A Roman Catholic.
Oh, stop it. Would you please stop it? God.
Rick Dees and the Weekly Top 40.
Yeah. NewCheckDownloads.com.